Chapter 3. Then what advantage does the Jew have? Or what is the profit of circumcision? Much in every way. Because first of all, they were entrusted with the oracles of God. For what if some were without faith? Will their lack of faith nullify the faithfulness of God? Absolutely not. Let God be found true, but every human being a liar. As it is written, that you may be justified in your words, and prevail when you judge. But if our unrighteousness commends the righteousness of God, what will we say? Is God unrighteous who inflicts wrath? I am speaking in human terms. Absolutely not. For then how will God judge the world? For if the truth of God through my lie abounded to his glory, why am I also still judged as a sinner? And why not, as we are slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil, that good may come? Their condemnation is just. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no way. For we previously warned both Jews and Greeks, that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is no one righteous, no, not one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is no one who does good, there is not even one. Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they have used deceit. Viper's poison is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and calamity are in their paths. The way of peace, they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes.